Hi everyone, welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. In this week, we are going to have six guitars that I'm going to review. And we have also an interview with Tobias Braun, who brought us his new guitar, a Romanios model. And we will watch that interview together after this guitar. Well, this guitar is made by the German, very well-known German guitar luthier Dieter Hopf, who is a guitar builder that many guitar makers have learned from him. And he's also coming from a family with a very long tradition of instrument making, I think since 17th century. And this guitar, this model, is actually the highest model of the Dieter Hopf guitars. And this model is called La Portentosa Evolution. It's a lattice-braced guitar with carbon fibers under the top. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. This guitar has the number 120. It's from 2019. And I'm very curious how this guitar sounds. The first thing what I noticed, probably also you, is the loud sound of this guitar. I hope that YouTube doesn't compress the sound that much, because if the YouTube compresses the sound, somehow every guitar will have the same loudness. But I think you will hear a difference. And this is a very loud and responsive guitar. And this is what you actually expect from a lattice-braced guitar. But what I like about this guitar is the tone separation, because some lattice guitars tend to have a very nasal sound, too nasal, and you cannot hear the spaces between the tones, all the intervals. But in this case, it's very clear. Also, the loudness of different tones and strings are nearly the same. I love that. If you play a chord and all the strings have the same loudness, so it's a very homogeneous sound. It's like this. So they are going in each other in a very organic way. Let's play my arrangement. Thank you. It's a very easygoing guitar. Everything is coming out very easily and fast. Yeah, let's play a piece with drop D. This is a guitar for big concert halls because it doesn't stay in the way of the artist. It helps the artist to do his job, to create the music. And it's because of the fast response of the guitar and the loud and the breathing sound. And it's a Edita Hopf guitar from 2019. The highest model of the Dieter Hopf guitar series. And let's move to the interview with Tobias Braun. Hi everyone, welcome to another special interview with a very well-known guitar luthier from Austria, Tobias Braun. Hi.
Yeah, and nice to meet you. To be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the first time that I met you, I think, in Antwerp.
Yeah.
But we couldn't talk, and so it's a pleasure now to have the possibility to talk to Tobias Braun. As I told you before, when I hear the name of a guitar luthier, I have an instant impression or an image of that guitar. When I hear small man, it's like, ooh, big sound, dark. And when I hear Tobias Braun, the first thing what comes into my mind is high quality selection of woods, beautiful woods, and stunning Romanios models that you are building. Why Romanios?
Jose was the first guitar maker in my life where I learned guitar making from the very beginning. So it started in 1984. In Zurich, in Switzerland, there was the first guitar making course here in Europe. Before that, I was just, trolling around for 1.5 years in my workshop, following two books. Mm-hmm. And then, I didn't have any idea of how to handle tools properly and whatever. And I met Jose and Mary and his wife, we always have to mention both names together, in 1984 in Zurich. And the course there, it lasted for 3 weeks. And within these 3 weeks, we and all the participants, mm-hmm. we learned what others people learn within 3 years. Sharpening tools, handling the scraper, getting an idea of how a guitar could sound or what's the basic idea behind it. It was, entering, the table of the gods, And that was how I met Jose and Marian. Yeah.
Of course, you were building guitars also before, right?
No, I wouldn't call it building. It was just, 1.5 years before I just started.
You were trying.
I had to make it.
Exploring. Yeah. Okay.
You know, but I hadn't any idea of, you know, my bending iron was a soldering iron, you mm-hmm. know, with the metal ring on it. So it was a metal okay. tube on it. Was, you know, I somehow managed to build the first guitar without, you know, it didn't break. but, you know, it was in a professional way.
So you would say the proper start of your guitar building career was when you met Jose and in this course where you learned a lot.
Yeah.
And the guitars that you have been building since then,
yeah.
how different are these guitars from a Jose Luis Romanillo's guitar? Because it's not a copy, or is it?
No,
a copy?
You know,
replica.
Not going into the aesthetic detail. I started. What Jose told us in the courses were mainly based on Torres guitars.
Okay. Yeah?
So with some influences of Hauser strattings, you know, with these two parallel strattings next to the sound hole mm-hmm. and da da da. But the basic idea was following the Torres way of thinking and making guitars. And so this, I adopted this, and I made the copies of the guitars we learned or we were building in the courses. Then I started doing some Simplicio or Santos copy, especially the Santos, the ex-Louise Walker,
Louise Walker.
Guitar from 1924. This became one of my other, you know, standard models, you mm-hmm. know, Manuel Ramirez. But I couldn't make Romanillo's or Jose's guitars, you know, following the rosette, although I knew how to make the rosette.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't make copies of his guitars because we were too close.
Yeah.
It wasn't a matter of I couldn't do it, you know, from the craftsmanship or so, or I didn't know how to do it.
Of course, this wouldn't be a problem.
But for me, the relationship was too close.
Okay, yeah.
When Jose passed away almost 3 years ago, I started to adopt this model and wanted to show it in my guitar making courses. We did several guitar models. I still copy the rosette, but not the details. Emotionally, I want to keep a bit of a distance.
Distance to the
I could copy it in detail, but it wouldn't feel right for me.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's all about. You know, you have to feel good if you are building a guitar.
Yeah.
And so there is for sure an inspiration of
I'm talking just about the aesthetic thing.
Aesthetically,
the terms of craft of the idea of how this guitar is made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I closely follow Jose's ideas.
Okay, okay.
So the strutting, the doming, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So the mm-hmm. I try to follow the idea, but I want to keep only a small aesthetical distance. So a bit of Tobias Braun is in there. Yeah.
Okay.
But not on the columns on the rosette.
So we can have a closer look at this guitar that Tobias
was just finished us 5 or 6 days ago.
Yeah, it's very new. It's a baby guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not for sure not a baby guitar, but it's very fresh.
I compare it with green guitars or young guitars. So with people when we wake up in the morning, she hadn't her coffee yet.
Okay. So she needs a few weeks drinking every day
just
some
out,
coffee,
yeah.
and then it will wake up. So first of all, this is a very beautiful guitar, stunning, very nice craftsmanship, and this is also what I knew already from your guitars, from the past guitars that I saw. They were always, as I said, the choice of the woods is incredible. For example, this spruce top, it has a slightly dark color, but it's not the color of the shellac.
No,
it's just the wood.
It's natural color. So this, the top, the spruce top comes from the Bohemian forest that's at the border between Austria and Czech Republic, or Bavarian forest, if you want to. It extends to Germany. This top is almost 40 years old, so
okay, wow.
I really selected it especially for that guitar, because I knew what kind of wood Jose was looking for, and so
yeah.
I wanted to stay close to his ideas. And the
amazing
back and sides are of bird's eye maple. Mirko asked me if I would make a copy of a Romanius model with this combination of woods, because you had in your shop a Romanius guitar with bird's eye maple a couple of months ago.
I think it was.
So I said, okay, look, that's fine. I really like to do it.
Just for people who might don't know this, what are the differences between the maple and Indian rosewood?
The
biggest,
you know,
differences.
What I can tell from my experience, I think that maple gives a bit more a clearer sound, you know, a bit clearer, but not colder, yeah. But it's a bit more defined, you know.
Defined, refined.
You know, so it enhances transparency or clearness of the sound.
Yeah. Okay.
But just to a small extent, but one can hear it.
Okay. And also the color is very different.
Yeah,
beautiful. Wow. I also heard from a guitar luthier that you cut the woods by yourself. Is it
right?
Yeah,
yeah. No, but we...
I mean,
I bought trees, you know, and then there's a sawmill in Austria, in the Bohemian forest in Austria, where I helped to cut the tops, you know.
Yeah.
We have these four meter long logs, and then we cut it and split it, and we've done it. Just, you know, it has nothing to do with our topic, but this April, together with Felipe Conde Crespo and Carl Ledin and Jochen Reutel, we bought 1.5 trees and cut them into tops, so converted them into tops, and it was just more a social event, with some nice beers.
I can imagine that it's always fun.
It was, and we got very nice wood from this occasion. This is so. The back, you know, to answer your question is, when one helps to cut tops, you know, I can control the quality or what I know what I want to make out of the tops. So I'm not going for quantity, but for quality.
Yeah.
And it always helps to have a number of tops from the very same tree. And one of the coincidences in life.
I'm very curious how the guitar sounds. It's very fresh. It still didn't have
its
coffees.
It's coffee.
Yeah. But we will wake up the guitar. Yeah. I have the feeling the guitar had already its coffees.
I didn't see
you,
it.
You think it will
maybe
be
Maybe I
even
haven't
more?
Seen it. I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Maybe she had a coffee before and I didn't notice
it. I mean, for me it sounds like it's breathing so well, and it has a very refreshing sound. Also great tone separation.
And this is,
maybe it's also because of the...
Yeah, but the separation along the string and across the strings is really... It's on a different level.
But
I don't know why. It's the construction. I know it. I know that I can handle it, but I cannot explain it, you know, in the detail.
Exactly.
I have some ideas, but I cannot explain it. I can't go into detail. So then, that's what every player says. So it's very amazing, you know, how clear. It doesn't matter how fast you play. You can follow each voice. You know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also, know, if I play a chord in this area, in the higher position, somehow the energy and the resonance is nearly the same as I would play a chord here. Because with some guitars you play here and then suddenly some frequencies are completely gone. The guitar loses in the energy, you know, and this is incredible.
This is a kind of spruce that has a more, has a denser wood.
Okay.
It's a bit heavy on the heavy side, but the fibers are very dense, you know. And I know from experience that they take much more time to be broken in or to develop. Mm-hmm. So this is not a mythological or a mystical story that I'm telling, but this is just
this experience.
It's a matter of fact. It's the structure of the wood, and I prefer
this
guitars that might take a bit longer to open up. But then you can, they stay on a level that, you know, that's very, it's lovely.
Yeah, I find it also very interesting and inspiring if the guitar develops. Because you know, if you have the guitar, you know that every time when you play on the guitar will change and open more. And it would motivate me personally to play more and practice more and learn new pieces. And let's play a few more tones on it. Very singing. Especially, these are nylon strings, right?
Yep.
Usually we use carbon strings at Zikas because they give the guitar a bit more sustain for my taste. So they vibrate longer. Mm-hmm. But on this guitar, even with nylon, the tone is still singing. And because if you put nylon on some guitars, the tone is like, it's gone very fast. I say to these kind of guitars, to the guitars that offers you a lot of colors and guitars that have elastic sound, I say always they are dangerous because you make more mistakes because you think, and you want to move your hands so much because the guitar gives you that possibility, and then you make more mistakes. So that's why it's a dangerous guitar. You have to keep calm and practice more. Thank you. it's a lovely guitar.
Thank you.
I mean, do you like the sound?
Yeah, but I just want to add a note, because what you said about the difficulties in playing those guitars, you know, one has to know where to dig to find the treasure.
Yeah.
That's absolutely my opinion, but it applies to many other guitars as well.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes if the guitar doesn't offer you much, like different colors, also in the dynamic. This is also a very important point, I think, because there are many guitars, they are loud. Straight away, you play the chord, loud, and you are impressed in the first minutes, but after playing like 30 minutes, it will get boring, because you cannot play that much with the dynamic.
Yeah.
You touch the strings and it's loud. Yeah. And if you want to be louder, the guitar doesn't get louder because the limit is already reached. But also in this guitar, with this guitar, the dynamic range is very wide.
For me, one of the main criteria when I'm checking a guitar, you know, not only my guitars but others, other makers as well, is the question: do they produce still a note when you play them? When one plays them pianissimo, and you know there are some instruments you play, you pluck in, especially in the higher positions, where you pluck it and then it's only a noise coming out, a sound, but it's not a noise. You know, if you pluck a string and then ping,
yeah,
it goes in this way. And I think you, as a player, you create musical tension, by using the dynamics, the dynamic possibilities of a guitar.
Yeah.
And what I found for myself during the last years is, for me, it's more important that a guitar is well balanced, you know, in terms of dynamics, of colors and separation. And a guitar is very interesting when there's what I call it, ease of listening, not easy listening, but ease of listening.
Yeah.
You, there are loud guitars, but you always sit there. Oh, what's he's going to play? Where's the voice? You know, you sit there, and there are other guitars that are not so loud, but they are well balanced, and it's easy to listen what the player is going to tell us.
Absolutely. For example, you are sitting in a lecture and there is a person who is talking about a topic. If this person speaks loud all the time, you are like, okay, I need a coffee or I need fresh air. But if it's not about the loud speaking, but if the person talks quiet but very precise and with choice of beautiful words, you listen to him much longer, and it's the same with the guitar.
Well, when he or she makes a break, a stop, you know.
Exactly. And then you
you get a lot. And this is what makes, how you call this, the word is not coming to my mind at the moment.
What's the German word?
The German. Rhetoric.
Rhetoric?
Yeah. The ancient art of talking.
Yeah.
If you give a lecture, so people are in it still with you and don't fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
So that includes the dynamics, the loudness, the ideas, what are you talking, the breaks, the stops. So.
Yeah, I agree totally. The same with the instruments.
Remember, I remember Breams, some of the Breams recording where you'd
and then everyone,
and you couldn't breathe, you know. What's coming next? Yeah,
yeah.
So this is a philosophical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
But I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you can transfer it to the instruments, and as you said, the tension in the music, the breaks, the beauty of the tone, and the dynamic range, it's very important if you want to feel and enjoy a piece of music. Being impressed is something different than being touched.
But both things are, you know, they have the place on the stage.
Of course. Yeah,
of course. And it's nice to have them.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for this more philosophical talk.
I like our conversation.
Yeah, it was very nice. And also congrats again to the on the beautiful guitar that you made. Let us know what do you think about the sound of this brand new Tobias Braun guitar. So it's there is written 2012. Can you tell us
the model? I'm building various models, the Santos or whatever, and others. The problem is when a player rings me up and said, "Yeah, I heard the guitar, you know." I said, "Wait, what kind of model?" I said, "How do I know?" So that helps me. I made a short version, like GLR 2012. That means José Luis Armanier's 2012 model.
Okay.
Yeah. Or SH 1924 Santos Hernandez 1924. That helps me.
Okay.
To understand what the player is referring to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, so thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
we will see us in a few minutes. And the next guitar is made by the French guitar luthier François Léonard. And when you follow the weekly guitar meetings, you probably noticed that I like his guitars a lot. He's building lattice braced guitar, so his guitars are very powerful and forward going sound, easy to play. And his new guitar, which has the number 100, so if you wanted to have a guitar with number 100, this is a chance. This guitar is brand new from 2025. It comes with a spruce top and Cerakote back and sides. And this is the first guitar by François Léonard that I'm trying with Cerakote. So it's also for me a new combination, the spruce and the Cerakote backhand sides. I'm very curious how it sounds, and let's discover it together. What I noticed with this guitar in comparison to his previous guitars, I mean, it might be also because of the woods, I think this guitar has more clarity than the other ones. It might be because of the spruce top. So it's still a very powerful guitar, but with more clarity compared to his previous guitars. Also very airy sound, well resonating. And very singing trebles. Also, the overtones are very noticeable, and this is usually the case with many lattice braced guitars, that you can hear all the overtones easily. This is, by the way, my arrangement of the Persian piece Sultan Aralpa. If you are interested in this course, you can find the link in the video description. I also noticed that you can create different colors on this guitar, or let's say different sound, by just moving your fingers very little. So it was a François Léonard guitar, lattice braced, brand new from 2025, with a spruce top and beautiful cerakot back and sides. And it has the number 100. Let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is an instrument for the fans of traditional guitars. This one is made by the Italian guitar luthier Marco Giglioli. And it's a Taurus model. Brand new from 2025. A beautiful guitar, as you would expect from an Italian guitar luthier. You can see that the rosette is a beautiful work, and of course inspired of the Taurus guitars. And also the purflings are amazing. The guitar is built beautifully. I mean, I'm repeating myself now three times, but it is a beautiful guitar, and we have also stunning bird's eye maple back and sides. It has the number 63, and let's play on it. You know, especially because I was showcasing you the two other guitars, which were lattice braced. If you suddenly jump into a traditionally built guitar, the difference is huge. And this sounds refreshing suddenly, with a great clarity. And I can also imagine if I would present to you three or four traditional guitars, and then I would jump into a lattice braced guitar, I would think, wow, okay, this guitar is finally sounding big and very well resonating and dark. So it's always a question of what you personally like. The sound character of this guitar is, this is of course a Taurus model. It's very forward going. It has a it has not a heart attack, but this is a different kind of respond than double top guitar. I mean, the respond of the guitar is fast, but it's different than a double top guitar or lattice brass guitar. I don't know how to explain it exactly. But what you have in this guitar is a very well breathing sound, great tone separation, and a beautiful tone. Very bright. So now I can confirm exactly what I said. You can feel, you can hear the tone separation clearly on this guitar, especially if I'm playing like chords in this area. Many guitars tend to sound very nasal. It's just like you are hearing one tone. But in this case, every interval and every single string is noticeable. So I'm very curious what you say about the sound of this Marco Giglioli guitar. And let's move to the next two guitars. They are also from Italy. And the next guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Ennio Giovannetti, who is building beautiful sounding guitars. And he is also building different models. And I love his Friedrich models. But this one is not a Friedrich model. I think this is his own model, and it is completely different than all other guitars that I have played from him. It has an elevated fingerboard, which is, I think, as I said, it's the first guitar with an elevated fingerboard that I'm playing by Ennio Giovannetti. It's very light. It comes with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. It has also 64 centimeter scale, which for me personally is perfect. And the guitar has the number 306. I don't know that much about this guitar because it's the first time that I'm playing it. Let's see how it sounds. I'm impressed. This is a traditionally built guitar, but it has a modern approach, I think, because it's very responsive. The tones are there straight away. Beautiful colors. Even sound, and the basses are amazing. Wow, congrats to Ennio Giovannetti. Also, this guitar is very elastic sounding. Especially if I'm playing a piece like this. It was, by the way, my own arrangement. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link in the video description. If I'm playing this piece, I want to have the possibility to create different colors because there are some parts that are repeating again and again, and you have to change something, either the tempo or the color, or you have to bring out some specific voicings, and this guitar allows me that. Beautiful. Wow. Very deep, very well resonating. I'm so impressed by this guitar. Also, the response of the guitar is perfect for faster pieces, scales, and it's a guitar with a lot of options. So again, congrats to Ennio Giovannetti for this brand new guitar. And let's move to the last guitar. And the last guitar of this week, also made by Ennio Giovannetti from Italy, is a Johann Staufer model from 2024, and this guitar comes with a spruce top and flamed maple back and sides. Let's play a few tones on it. So the sound of this guitar is like a Johann Staufer guitar, a very vintage sound, a more nasal sound, and I think this guitar also catches the soul of that period of time. And Ennio Giovannetti has did a great job building this guitar. I will play maybe more to this period related repertoire. It's also a very good sustain, and what I like about this guitar is it's still very comfortable to play, because usually when I'm playing historical instruments, sometimes I struggle to play on those instruments because of the feeling and because we are not used to play that much those instruments. But this is very comfortable to play. Yeah, let's play a last piece on it. Thank you. It's funny. This arrangement of the Persian piece Sultan Ralpa, what I did a few months ago, sounds like a piece from this period of time. It's like a Schubert waltz from the 17th century. And don't you think so? Anyway, so it's a lovely guitar, a Johann Stauffer model from 2024, made by Ennio Giovannetti, and it looks also very cute. Let me know which guitar did you like the most in this week's weekly guitar meeting. I'm very curious to hear your opinion and read your comments as every week. Please don't forget to leave a like to this video. It helps the video and the channel to grow more. And I think there is nothing left to say. So have a good weekend. Enjoy and see you next week.